Warning. DC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm in the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? Hello and welcome to DC on CW, the Flash Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, download that Rain Man Digital app. It's available on the iTunes App Store and the Google Play Store. Search Rain Man Digital. You can also find us on demand if you want to go back and listen to any other shows. That's on iTunes and Stitcher. Search DC on CW. Once you get to iTunes Stitcher, leave us a review. It helps the show out a lot. We appreciate it. And yeah, so as always, I am your show host, Ryan Denton. And we got a full house tonight. In the studio with me is Bobby Doherty.
Hello, hello.
And Stephen Crouch.
Yo.
And we've got a listener on today. Jesse, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not too much other than the fact that... Yeah, I totally blanked what I was going to say there. So shows you how in my game I am right now. So Jesus Christ. All right. So today we'll be breaking down and discussing Flash Season 4, Episode 19, Fury Rogue. When Barry needs help transporting a dangerous meta, he calls on a new friend to help, Leo Snart. Yeah. This was a air quotes filler episode, but it did have some main story arc plot lines to it. So this was technically an important episode. As far as, you know, what we're getting with DeVoe, we're getting towards the end game here now with what, four episodes left?
Three.
I think.
Is it 22 or 23?
They all differ between the shows.
God, they keep confusing the shit out of me.
74 episodes, right?
74. So I can't do that math. How many more is that, Bob? <Come on. laughs>
What are we on, 19?
Yeah.
What is that, 55?
Thank you. No, this was, you know, for lack of a better term, a filler episode, but it was a very good episode. I'm excited to talk about it. I think we're going to have some good discussions with the four of us. And so don't everybody chime in at the same time. So let me go ahead and jump into news here. All right, so we've got one article here. Flash boss teases showdown with the Thinker as Inception-like promises an answer to Mystery Girl. So I'm guessing that's the Mystery Girl that we keep seeing pop up all over the fucking place. We're less than a month away from season four finale of The Flash, and as we're speeding toward the final episode of the season, some tantalizing info about the looming showdown with the villainous Clifford DeVoe has emerged. Speaking to TV Line, Flash executive producer Tom Helbing revealed the title of the season finale, which pretty much echoes the theme of the season. We are the Flash. Helbing explained that the title means that Barry doesn't have to carry the burden of this challenge on his own. And it's really a group effort, something the executive producer has previously touched on. Helbing also teased the final showdown between Team Flash and DeVoe, describing it as an Inception-like the Speedy superhero series. Executive producer explained that the way they attack the Thinker is totally different from anything we've seen before in a finale. DeVoe has the power to fold an excess pocket dimension. So does that mean we might see a battle that takes place in and out of various dimensions?
So, okay, let's stop here for a minute.
Okay.
How, like, what, when they say Inception, like, what comes to your mind at first?
A stupid thing spinning on the table and me not knowing how the movie ended. Basically. No, the second thing that pops in my head is the scene with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the hallway spinning and them fighting and probably being one of the coolest fight scenes I've ever seen in my life. So something like that maybe, or something The other, I guess the third thing that pops in my mind is just the city folding on itself. That shot.
That's that's first in my mind.
Yeah.
Is that. But then second is just going deeper and deeper into these realities.
I do love deeper and deeper.
Jesus.
Yes. Jesse, any ideas?
For
the Inception?
Not really. I haven't seen that movie for a long time, so I can't really remember.
Oh, okay.
Tom Hardy's in it.
Ooh. That's all he remembers.
Yeah.
It's always weird when they bring up things that are like iconic like that. And are you setting yourself up for failure when people like have certain expectations when you start throwing those names out like that?
That's a tall tale. I mean, Inception's an incredible movie. So for them to say that the fight that it's going to be Inception like, I mean, that's saying something. So
you're setting some expectations that may or may not come true.
Leonardo DiCaprio shows up.
But I mean, you should see like just people fighting inside of like if they're really going to keep jumping deeper and deeper into these pocket dimensions, that you're just going to see fights on all kinds of different like levels and planes. And
yeah, I mean, that'd be cool. I mean, we've seen it with the breaches, them using the breaches, but not if you got to step it up. There's got to be a couple of them, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, especially if you're going to throw out that word.
Yeah, exactly. So then later on in the article, Helbing had one more tidbit to share about the finale, this one concerning the series Lingering Mystery Girl, which is played by Jessica Parker Kennedy. First seen at the West Allen wedding during Crisis on Earth X, as well as a few more times since then, Helbing promised that everyone will get an answer to who exactly the Mystery Girl is and how she plays into not only this season, but next season, which we kind of had a feeling that was going to happen, right? Having already debunked the prevalent fan theories about her identity, fans are dying to find out just who in the heck she is. Could she be the key to defeating DeVoe? And if so, how might that factor into next year?
So the debunking of the...
Was that she's burying
that Iris's she's not kid? A kid. Like anything that we've come up with or read over has been said no. Unless they're doing one of those stupid like,
no, you're wrong.
No, we said that she wasn't these kids. This is a new kid.
Yeah.
So...
Dude, that's got to be it. Well, who else could she fucking be that would be relevant?
What if she's a big bad? That she's just been studying this whole time.
I guess.
What kind of power would she have, though?
She's really good at writing calligraphy, apparently, in this gift that's in this fucking...
Rosetta Stone.
Yes, it's a Rosetta... Yes. She's very good at deciphering the Rosetta Stone.
Like, I can translate.
Like, I don't hope she's not a... I don't want her to be a big bad. Is that weird?
I just don't know. Like, when you carry in her next year, it's like, okay, this is obviously somebody from the future because she writes the same glyphs that Barry did. You think about when Barry was going through his mumble stages at the beginning of the year, the only thing that we haven't really heard of is we need diapers and the baby thing. And I think that's why everybody thought that she was going to end up being a kid.
Right.
But we end up like that ended up being the Cecile thing, I think, is going to end up.
Right. Isn't she ready to pop?
It has to be. Yeah. What if she's a baby of the Speed Force itself?
What if she's Cecile and Joe's baby?
Yeah, she's awfully white looking for that.
She got bleached like Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Plausible.
I guess.
I was going to bring up something we were talking about before.
Yeah,
the thing,
don't.
But I'm not.
Please don't.
Yeah, don't.
Please don't.
It's so hard.
She's too light skinned for that. Joe's.
Is that what you're going off of?
Yeah, dude.
Because dark people can't have light babies.
They can, but Joe's darker than night, and she's. There's no way that's her kid, dude.
She's kind of a. I don't know, maybe.
No way.
It's maybe. I'll give it a maybe.
What about a great grandkid?
That's possible. Now that I could believe. I would be okay with that.
By the way, there's 4 episodes left.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So 4. It is 23.
23.
God, I'm good.
Congratulations. You got one thing right.
Hey. I got to take my victories where I get them because we know that A, my speculation's terrible. B, I can't read names. So I definitely have to like.
got all this going for me.
Yeah, I got to get something going for me. Okay?
Well, next week, the writers, you're going to love one of their names. So
we're focusing on this week.
I just don't want to ruin it. I'm just setting you up.
Thanks, Steve. I'm going to practice the name and get it right.
Exactly.
And fuck you, Steve. All right, guys.
So any other ideas of who she could be?
I think she might be a baby of the Speed Force. Like, the Speed Force itself has...
So she's
like midichlorians.
Basically Jesus.
Yeah, like midichlorians. Like, it conceived her and spit her out.
No. Negative.
So was I'm just, Barry getting wait, some action speculate. In the Speed Force when he was gone for a while and he didn't know he was coming back?
That's it. Barry was beaten off in the Speed Force.
And he and just jizzed into the Speed Force. He's like, hold on. Oh, God. Oh, the speed. And she just comes out.
Do you think he went fast or slow?
You know what, dude? I think slow, because here's the thing.
If you don't want to phase through your dick.
Right. A, you don't want to phase through your dick. B, if you do it fast all the time, that gets old, dude. Sometimes you got to slow it up. If you slow it up, it's like, oh, this is someone different, not me. Right?
So do you think when he came, like all his little jizz monsters like running fast right around him and going all over, kind of making his cyclone and stuff and kind of running all over?
A sperm clone?
His sperm is clone. Probably, you know, faster than regular sperm. So yeah, dude, it was like a sperm clone. And
so you think he'll instantly impregnate Iris at some point? It won't it just happens so fast.
It's like, okay, you're pregnant.
That'd be 34 kids in one egg.
Oh my God.
They all phase through it.
She explodes having, you know, 26 of them. Poor Iris. Today we mourn the loss of Iris West.
Octomom.
I was going to say she's going to have a litter.
Does she have enough teats for that? All right. Anyways.
Teats.
All right, guys. That's going to do it for news. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Flash Season 4, Episode 19, Fury Road. But first, a quick break.
I'm already helping a bunch of idiot do-gooders. Sorry, I'm up to my fuzzy hood and teamwork.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, DEAL30, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off, plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code DEAL30. Again, that's DEAL30, because without it, no free stuff. That's DEAL30 at adamandeve.com.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
A woman has shot herself while using Snapchat.
Rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Please tell me she's dead.
Jesus.
Hey, I second that.
No, if you're stupid enough to take a selfie with a gun that has live ammunition in it,
yes,
and it goes off, Darwinism.
Well, they took the gun filter away, so she had to use a real gun.
Foolishly playing with her uncle's .40 caliber pistol. When she pulled the trigger and shot her cell phone.
Unfortunately, she died.
.40 caliber is not a small rat.
Powell suffered
What's
last
going
week.
On over there? I'm just Snapchatting, Dad. I'm just Snapchatting. Come on, Quantum Leap song!
Quantum Leap song.
I'm trying to find out after Snapchat gets home! Hurry up with the Snapchat, Demi!
She came.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
The Star Wars, the actual title, then you have Darth Vader, and those things are interconnected, like, beautifully, they're working.
And then you have Princess Leia, which I know you're not a big fan of.
Just the artwork.
It is good.
The artwork kind of is.
I haven't, that's like the one I haven't, because I've been busy.
The artwork is shitty, man.
I actually like the artwork.
It looks so cheesy. It looks cheesy. Sell me on it, David. Sell me on it, because I've heard other people say the same thing, that the Leia artwork is not, the story is good, but the artwork is kind of cheese.
The only reason why I'm a big fan of the artwork is because I'm a big fan of the artist.
Okay. Is that his style?
That's their style. They're very famous for drawing female characters. And in the past, they've always been the go-to person to draw very sexy female characters. Mm-hmm. Sexy and strong.
They're only strong. They don't want to be hated on.
Like, They've done like
She-Hulk. Strong.
All their Marvel.
They're really good at drawing nice toned buns, thick thighs.
It's feminist approved.
You have to call them breasts, okay?
I understand that he was this all powerful Jedi, and now he's just kind of a henchman, and now you see reasons what they're writing in between.
Yeah,
it fills in the gaps and really shows how Palpatine kind of treats him like a bitch.
Well, no, well, on top like, of that, you do wonder why Emperor Palpatine,
of course,
puts all this power into Darth Vader, but treats him like a henchman.
Yeah, it's also probably a Sith move to keep him in check so he doesn't become too big for his britches and slay him. You know what I mean? That's probably another. I mean, that's classic Sith 101.
Classic Sith.
That's what I was thinking about the whole time.
But
he gets too big for his britches. You know, his job as a Sith is to kill his master and take his place.
Right.
But the Emperor also sees that basically how powerful Darth Vader can be.
Oh, Annie, you've become so powerful. I have watched you since you were just a youngling. And now your lightsaber has grown.
I understand why Star Wars is nominated. I mean, it's just the continuation of the previous six films.
Yeah. I love Greg's voice when he does that one.
I just want them to. It's got to be nominated for best visual effects. I mean, if that isn't for that, like whatever it loses to, better be a fucking dynamo of visual effects.
The art community, whether it be the Academy or the Emmys, they don't ever give sci-fi
their that's fair shake.
Because if they did, Battlestar Galactica would have won every single Emmy for the entire 6 years it was on the air.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, Battlestar Galactica is easily one of the best science fiction operas to ever grace television, and they won dick.
Yeah,
we here at the Academy Awards believe that science fiction isn't really a viable medium in film or television.
I mean, science and fiction just don't work. I mean, science is fact and fiction is fiction. The name itself makes no sense.
I sit with myself inside my room with all my awards, inside my fireside chair and my smoking jacket, and I laugh at all these science fiction films that come out.
yes, indubitably.
Sounds pretty.
Details and get ready for an excitingly good time. Also, if you've missed our last show, well, you can also find us on your Stitcher app. Search Bacta Tank. Add us to your favorites. Thank you, and we will see you very soon.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
All right, guys, we are back. In this segment, we'll talk about Flash Season 4, Episode 19, Fury Rogue, directed by Rachel Tlalalala and written by Joshua V. Gilbert and Jeff Hirsch.
I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Tlalalala. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
She's like, I liked them. They got my name wrong.
Maybe you need some Rosetta Stones.
I do have stones between my legs. Anyways, all right. So the biggest theme about this episode, at least from what I could gather, was Barry dealing with death. And I think the thing is with this is we've seen Barry deal with death a lot, fucking lot. But we see Barry back in therapy with Iris. And I think this was a cool theme. We didn't really see Barry deal with Ralph's death in the beginning. After Ralph died, and I don't know. Every time I feel like someone who's seen a lot of death, I still feel like death is going to affect them. But we see Barry acting like he's an old pro dealing with death, and we can kind of tell that that's not the case. And we see the laundry list of names of people that Barry has watched die. Like, dude, I didn't even remember some of them. I was like, oh shit, forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot about his mom
twice. Shouldn't that come up multiple times? If you were at a therapist,
my mom died
like
twice.
I watched her die. Oh, you see it repeated over and over in your head.
Yeah.
No, I've actually watched it multiple times.
Right.
It's, you know, it's one thing to pretend like you're grieving or you're over it or whatever, but dude, death is probably one of the one thing that we have to deal with that I don't think you ever really get used to. especially if it's someone that is close to you, which the list that came up was pretty much everyone that was close to Barry.
You want the list?
Yeah, hit me.
Earth 2 Joe West, the real Harrison Wells, Francine West, Ronnie Raymond,
Jesus Christ,
Eddie Thawne, Nora Allen, I should say like times two or three. I don't know how many times we watched that one. Henry Allen, and Cisco Ramon died once.
Wow.
And Ralph.
And Ralph.
Right in front of him, too. What was the chick? The fiddler died right in front of him, too, right?
Yeah, those don't count, though.
That doesn't count, does it?
Secondary characters don't count.
Okay. None of the metas count, even though he was trying to save them?
That wasn't on the list. It wasn't like they were like, oh, gee, look how many lives you fucked up because you didn't want to save somebody.
What about all the people that disappeared because he went back in time and he fucked them, too?
Yeah, those
They should have named Diggle Jr.
Oh, Diggle Jr.
Oh, Diggle Jr.
Yep. What a dick. I just, you know, I forgot the list, dude. And when they started naming him off and it was like, Jesus Christ, like, that's a lot of people, man.
It's only been 4 years.
Yeah. Like, and the fact that he's ignoring, like, you know, and try, I mean, I get it, dude. He's trying to focus up and worry about DeVoe. But at the end of the day, dude, like, if you don't mourn someone or you have loss and you don't acknowledge it, you sweep it under the rug, it's going to come back to bite you in the ass down the road. And it's like, if you want to be focused up and take out DeVoe and you want to make sure that that's, you know, you are focused to take him down, this is, you can't sweep this under the rug, especially someone like Ralph. I mean, yeah, obviously his mom, his dad, those are really important, but Ralph was like, he was about as close as we've gotten anybody besides Iris and Cisco, right?
Well, he's still got four more steps to go through this. He's still in the denial and isolation step.
Do you think Professor it would have mattered differently if it was this about four episodes earlier? Because they were kind of at each other a little bit, and then, you know, like he said that he kind of saved him and they were getting along really well. So they were progressing. They were just progressing at the height of their kind of relationship right now. So, I mean, this was the kind of worst time for him to go.
I don't know, man. I think it would have been worse if they were like mad at each other. Cause that's like the whole thing. Like you hear people like, I never got to tell my dad that I'm sorry. And you know, the last time I talked to him, we were mad at each other. And like, I think that would have hit him harder. But you're right, Jesse. I think that him not acknowledging this whole thing is going to kill him, dude. Like, it's just not, you have to acknowledge it. And to sweep it under the rug, especially this late in the game, like, I get it, dude. You're trying to focus, but at the same time, it's not going to work, you know?
And he's pushing it down too much, and it's just going to kind of erupt. Kind of, you know, obviously what happened will go further into that a little bit of kind of made a big distraction on him, and that was the only thing he can think about. So we'll kind of see.
But you know, was it a distraction?
There. Yeah. It kind of almost worked out in his favor, you know, unbeknownst to him, that distraction, you know, worked to their advantage, and, you know, DeVoe could not figure that out, you know, because why did this happen?
I think that was the coolest thing is, like, we've seen DeVoe be 27 steps ahead of the team, and he couldn't fathom this variable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was cool. I mean, we'll talk about it a little bit later, but it was definitely something that I liked about the episode. Now, other thing that we got in this episode was Citizen Cold. I'm not going to lie, dude. I thought this was kind of meh. Like, that's why I thought he was showing up. But it actually played a key part in the entire episode. And it's not really just for his freeze gun.
So, you know, Steve, how was he this week for you, Mr.
Hater?
Hater.
I actually did not mind him as much in this episode.
Are you serious? Because he was so much worse than he ever was in any other episode.
Oh, my God.
When the way he was talking.
He overacted because, like a motherfucker.
Can I go get some? Hold on. Let me get some popcorn.
He overacted. Yes.
I expected you to come out like fucking blazing on this.
Here's why. It's not that I liked him. The way he talked to Barry and really like tried to shake Barry out of apathy, that's the thing I enjoyed about him, not his performance.
Okay, because the way he was talking throughout this episode, oh, I know you hated it. I know you hate the way he talks.
Yes.
It was, to me, it was like he was just appearing in a thought balloon the whole fucking time. Being like, hi, Barry, what are you going through right now? Why don't you try this? Live it, Barry. Love it, Barry. Do you figure it out, Barry. Accept it, Barry. Right.
All the puns and stuff.
Yeah. Like, shit's all going down, and he's just sitting back there being fucking, a freaking gossip columnist in the background giving...
Dude, he's the gay version of course he's going to be more gossipy. Come on now.
You know how he came through the door and kind of shipping Barry and Cisco right away? I kid.
That was actually funny. I enjoyed that part.
I honestly just expected a lot more like hatred for you because this was the like on the extreme. And this was more of the Captain Cold speech patterns and the way he was talking instead of the citizen version.
Yeah. But the only thing, again, the only saving grace, his performance, didn't care for it. You're absolutely right. But I liked
how the message.
I liked the message. And the costume's cool. I will give him that. I like the costume. The performance is garbage.
He's pretty fabulous.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Or fabulous.
Yeah, fabulous.
That's better.
I'm going to make an honest man out of the ring.
Ooh, look at that ring.
Mm. Just get me back before the wedding because he's just going to be mad at me.
Yeah,
he's going to be so scrumptious in that tuxedo.
I wonder if the rental place has the one without the Nazi symbols on it.
Oh. I doubt it.
Fucked
We've
up.
We've just got the planet back. We're not that progressive yet.
Can you guys get rid of the swastikas on this? That'd be great. Thanks.
Just straighten those out. They'll look fine.
Do you guys just have boutonnieres we can just pin over these swastikas on this?
Would it have swastikas or would they have pink triangles on them?
I'm talking about them renting from a Nazi rental place in the mall.
Pink triangles.
Okay. Don't have the. They're going to the prison uniforms.
That's what they're renting out.
Do you have any ones that don't have blood stains on them? That'd be great. I don't have a problem with him and his performance. I do like how he helped Barry through with the grief and, you know, the advice that he gave. And it's interesting to see him as a different version of that character and actually be and give good advice. Because we've only seen him kind of fit his own
show bill. Some actual emotion and care towards another person, some empathy.
You know, yes, correct. That is very, very true. Now, let's jump back on the DeVoe train. I really was very interested in this whole thing. And I think we had talked about this before, how we thought his wife was going to be the way to how they're going to stop him. Now, obviously, reading that in that news article with Inception-like fights, I don't know. But I definitely feel like this episode we got to see a little bit more of her trying to connect back with her husband. And I don't know if you guys noticed, but he pulled out the tears to put in her tea and then realized that she was happy again and stopped himself.
And then put him in his own.
And then, yeah.
Right. Do you think that she connected with him better because he now looks like himself again?
I think there's a couple variables. One, he looks like himself. Two,
and younger.
And he has a haircut. You're not gonna,
that haircut, what the fuck? It looked like he combed it with a pork chop. It was like all half. It is fucked up.
How many pork chops have you used in your hair?
Yeah, Steve? I'm a little confused.
Enough to know how it looks.
What does pork chop do for your hair, Steve?
It has grease and sheen.
Wow. So you use it a lot then.
That was so quick.
I was hoping he'd have to Google that one, but. That would have made me
you can't Google what does a pork chop do to one's hair.
I bet you could find something. I think it's interesting though that, you know, dude, by the way, I just got to point this out. I never really thought she was attractive until she put on that red dress.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Damn. No, I didn't like the slick back hair, dude. None of that.
No, the hair is garbage again.
The her.
But her, I think dude. She's pretty in the face. Very pretty.
I guess. She looked way better.
Her hair sucks. Her. Pretty the face.
Yeah. You got a pretty face. Your hair sucks.
Your hair sucks. Look like you come to a pork chop.
Or a bucket of chicken. I mean, it was greasy and slick back.
No, I didn't think she was attractive at all.
Really?
No.
Okay.
No,
I didn't either. And then she put that red dress on. I was like, damn, Daniel.
You can dress up a pork chop.
Yeah, you just got to make sure you grill it right. I do like the fact that she was really, like, this is a typical like marriage that's been around for a while, right? She's trying to reconnect with her husband, getting all fancied up. And he's like, no. I don't have time. I don't have time for you. And, you know, I've got things to do and things to ponder. That was like a typical like 10-year marriage, isn't it? Isn't that how it works?
So, Steve, what is it like to live just on emotion alone or without emotion based on just like being real procedural in everything you do?
I am not. Come on. Give me some credit.
Dude, you are give OCD, me some credit. Bro. Come on.
I'm 90% logic and 10% emotion. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's very cleanly.
You are the closest to Devota anybody I know in my life.
Except for my hair doesn't look like that.
But you don't use a pork chop.
I don't.
Damn it. I just think that this whole dynamic of her trying to you know, reconnect with him and feel like she's got her husband back, when really, if you really think about it, she doesn't.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you want this. Now it just seems like he's using her in this relationship.
Oh, and for a long time now.
It's just like
she's a fleshlight at this point.
A fleshlight with a pretty face.
Right.
Only when she does her hair, though. Yeah. Her face is not pretty when she doesn't do her hair. The slick back look doesn't do it for me.
Ryan won't fuck that fleshlight if the hair's wrong.
Yeah, the hair's got to be right, dude. If you're going to put a fleshlight in front of me, it better have nice hair. It better have no pork chop grease in it.
I know what's going on your Christmas list.
Pork chops?
Yes, please, because I do like pork chops. They're good.
But yeah, it's definitely like a relationship of convenience now instead of one that's built out of love.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's broken. Way broken.
Yeah, beyond repair type thing.
And I think, you know, I think at some point we will see her be the one that helps them. Are you raising your hand?
Do you think?
I was just waiting for you to stop so you knew I had something to say.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But I think the key to this is going to be her. And I think she will be at least some factor that helps them stop DeVoe. And it's going to be very emotionally based. Yes, Bobby.
So now that he stopped fucking drugging her with the tears and stuff, does he forget to delete the video?
Oh, the lemonade recipe.
You think she's going to find the video?
Oh, that's a great
deal. I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. Does it have as much clout, though, that... I mean, I guess it. Yes, it does.
He's got to password protect that shit.
Yeah, dude. You got to just God as your password, G-O-D.
Doesn't she just kind of remember it again, though, and kind of create her own password for it?
That's possible.
I thought she kept remembering because it kind of lost her memory when she was kind of under his power, and she's not supposed to think again. So that's just kind of what I'm wondering as well.
I mean, here's the thing.
There you go, thinking again.
If he would just lay good pipe, I don't think that she would ever have to worry about any of this.
Well, now he's got a 42-foot-long pipe, potentially. He can lay it from here to Star City if he wanted to.
Dude, I don't think he wants to split her in half. I don't think that's...
But yeah, I just wonder if that's going to come up now that he stopped that whole cycle of drugging her. If she has the chair and everything, does she really care anymore?
That's actually a really great point.
Other than building whatever the enlightening is.
Well, he doesn't need the chair now, does he?
No, but she still has to help him build whatever the final enlightening thing
is. Oh, yeah, their final, the end game or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe what Iris needs to do is have another heart-to-heart with her and give him the name of their therapist. Get him back on track.
Honey, we need to go. I can think more than this person. Huh? I don't know. I was trying to pretend that, you know, she's trying to get him to go to the... It's a terrible joke.
Good try, buddy.
I know, dude. I'm struggling.
A for effort.
Thank you. At least you're nice to me. Fuck you, Steve. All right. You guys want more DC on CW? Go to patreon.com/RainmanDigital to get some. We're constantly adding new content each and every month, and that includes DC on CW Presents, where the DC on CW hosts discuss any and all things DC related. Also, the new Black Lightning series has now been added to our lineup of shows to cover. But in order to hear our discussion on this series, you've got to pledge to our Patreon. When you pledge $5 or more a month, you will gain access to all this plus hours of additional Rayman Digital content. That includes Star Trek, Star Wars, guys. I mean, there's all kinds of other content.
You can host the show with us.
Yep, exactly. Like Jesse.
Hey.
Yep. So if you guys head over to patreon.com/RainmanDigital, pledge some dollars. It helps the show out. It helps us keep going. It helps Mike pay the AC bill.
Because it's getting hot in Arizona.
Because it gets hot.
Yeah, it's not hot here.
Well, that sucks.
I think it hit 100 today, so.
Yeah, it was a hundo today, dude. I was sweating.
Wow.
What are you saying? Wow, you live here.
I didn't realize that it hit 100 today.
Fucking ding dong, he lives here. You didn't realize when you stepped outside and you almost melted?
No, I got in my car and turned the AC on.
All right. So let's talk about one of the other biggest things in this episode, and really kind of something we had discussed the last couple episodes on what the the fallout was going to be because of it. But the Wells and Sisko and the whole thinking cap. Again, the underlying theme of the Arrowverse is that Wells decides to not tell the truth to Sisko about the issues with the thinking cap, about the fact that he pumped dark matter directly into his brain.
Shocker.
and fried his ass. Again, I don't understand why we can't just tell the truth around here.
So would you have told the truth?
Fuck yeah. Dude, I'd be freaked the fuck out. I mean, I don't have enough intelligence as is. If I started losing it, I'd be fucked. I'd be like, dude, I'd be like...
The thinking cap would fry right, and he wouldn't be able to tell you the truth because he'd just be like, oh,
boobs. Like, that'd be me, dude. Like,
how's that different from any other day of the week?
Fuck you. But it's like, yes.
Steve, would you have told?
What?
Tell the truth?
Like, would you have told the truth right away?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I would have with Sisko because they're friends, they're close, they're supposed to be close, right? Why would you obscure that?
Yeah, Jesse,
do you think that now to pose a question, do you think that Sisko and Wells are kind of separating in their friendship a little bit? Because it seems in the last few episodes that they're getting along, but they're not as tight as they used to be. So I'm not sure if he's just kind of hiding something from him because he wants it all for himself. So I don't know if he would tell the truth like right away, but for me, I'd think about it, but yeah, I'd probably tell Sisko right away.
Well, I think the cap is the thing that's really getting in the way of their relationship. I mean, at first he was using the cap and just constantly using it, and it became an addiction.
Yeah, we saw that last week with Joe.
Yeah, and he was basically Smeagol, dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, the precious.
Like, you know,
don't touch my salad strainer.
Yeah, like, fuck, dude. You're not the key master. Get off my thing. Like, I don't know, dude. I just think that is what's coming between me. And I think, you know, I would have told him right away, dude.
How much do you think pride plays into it?
A lot,
Wells?
Dude. A lot.
Ton with Wells. Mm-hmm. A ton.
Because, I mean, he gave that whole speech on how, like, what am I going to do now? You know, it's like, I'm going to quit the team and leave. And
yeah.
You're just like.
He values his intelligence more than anything. And, and without it, he feels he's nothing.
But I mean, like, what does he add to the team without it? I mean, well, I guess HR.
He gets coffee.
I got ideas.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He'll go with the HR.
He needs some drumsticks.
Yes.
Get him some drumsticks and have him give everybody goofy ass fucking nicknames.
And a chain.
Yeah, somebody drop this. You can have these.
And a chain to your wallet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that was the other thing he had.
What, dude? Mm-hmm. Never mind. Not even going to add. Not even.
Go ahead.
I'm like, dude, okay. Who in the fucking. Costumes was like, yeah, let's give him a chain wallet. Dude, that shit went out. Fuck, Steve had a chain wallet.
Jesse's like taking out his chain wallet now.
How do you know if I had a chain wallet?
I know you had a chain wallet. Look at you.
Look at him.
I did.
Throwing stones.
I never had a chain wallet.
All right, fine. I had a chain wallet.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, but you're younger than us. I didn't have a chain wallet.
I was going to say.
I'm about a little bit younger than Bob.
Oh. All right.
Well, then you're my age.
No, I'm older. I'm Mike's age.
Then you're my age because I'm Mike's age.
Yeah.
But
Okay. I'll be 38 next month.
Okay.
But it's always weird, like when the pride comes into some of these characters and they aren't able to disconnect themselves from that pride for the betterment of the group.
I just feel like that's just an underlying tone that we get in all the shows. It's like, dude, I'm so prideful that I can't tell you the truth, man.
Okay. Another question for you guys. Okay. If you were Sisko and he gave you the cap and he knew that the cap was default, like, bad.
Fucked up.
And it burnt your hair off.
I would murder someone.
Why? Because he's got that nice hair?
Right? He's got that head of hair.
Dude, I'd be
pissed. Takes a while to grow that shit. He puts on that thing. All of a sudden, it just starts smelling like burnt hair and Sisko's bald.
Jesus.
He's just not, reach and get a black or Saturn's rig, wig, black Saturn's.
Yeah,
wig.
There you go. Yeah, just get her black go. Wig.
He is not a guy that I think can pull off bald either. You got to have a very specific.
Dude, he'd look like a cue ball, dude.
He would look. Well, it's not even about. It's just
he can barely pull off Cisco. Have you seen what he looks like in real life? He's they've cleaned him up really well.
Right.
What's he look like in real life?
Google it.
I think he's got Coke bottle glasses.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. He can sing his tail off.
No, yeah. He's a good singer.
What's Carlos Valdez?
Yes.
Like, I already know. Like, I would look absolutely ridiculous bald. And so.
Oh, dude, he has a neck beard. In real life? Come on, Cisco.
See, they clean him up real well.
Oh, Jesus. He looks terrible.
Now make fun of the department for giving a fucking chain on a wallet. They mold people into gold.
Look, they make some good choices and then they fuck up some with a gold with a chain wallet. Get the fuck out of here with that.
I'm gonna make a PO box for listeners to send chain wallets into Ryan.
I will burn them. if you want a segment of me burning them, have people send those in.
They give him good t-shirts.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Cisco looks bad in the show. He looks terrible in real life.
But he wouldn't be able to pull off bald. If
no
it
way,
him.
No. Dude. I'm trying to find him without like long hair and see if
it's
like,
been a while.
I'm going back in time.
But while he's going back in time,
like Barry.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm not going to fuck up the timeline.
What did you guys think about Cisco, you know, being like that reassuring person? Like, hey, you know, you do bring something to this group. You raise Jesse. Kind of, which I didn't like. Would you buy raising Jesse as like an accomplishment that she wants nothing to do with you? 90% of the time,
Your own kid hates you and kicked you off your own team. But yeah, you raised her great.
No, not even out of your own team, out of your own fucking earth.
Yeah,
you had to come back because your daughter.
Yeah, I think if you were saying that to like Barry's dad, I mean, look, you raised Barry or to Joe, you raised Barry. That has some meaning and some weight to it.
Look
what he's done.
Look at Joe and Iris and don't worry about Wally because he didn't really raise him. He came that way.
Right.
Poor Wally.
But the child has to have done something of some merit or at least not been a degenerate.
Well, not even that, but just like respect you enough not to throw you away.
That too.
Because I think that's the problem with Jesse. It's just like, you know, before the episode where they all thought they were going to die, you know,
she had written him off.
She was just like, yeah, whatever. I'm coming back to get some shit.
Dude. Cisco with short hair. No,
I told you.
It's not.
He's a better looking dude with long hair.
Yeah. He immediately becomes GQ with longer hair, dude. There's a picture of him and he looks like the dude.
Here, turn your computer.
It's not good.
He looks like a rapist.
Oh my Jesus. God.
Wow.
No, it's bad. That's bad.
No, he looks like the Bob.
I don't even know what that means.
He looks like the guy.
No, he looks like a mugshot. Like it's not a good shot.
No, that's not true. Shut up. He looks like the guy that works in the corner store deli.
Okay.
Yeah. Super basic.
You guys go to the same deli?
No, but I got a stereotypical image
in your head. Okay.
Yeah, come on, man.
There's a cat on the counter.
Yeah, there's a cat.
Like a bodega cat?
Yeah. But so what do you think Wells can do now, like for the team?
The only thing is, like, if they were going to play the route where he is, you know, not smart or has no intelligence or whatever it is, you push him back into the whole HR thing. And here's the thing with the whole even that route is that we've seen it. And I know that at the end of the day, the Wells that we prefer, we didn't dislike HR, but we weren't all like, oh my God, HR. I think the Wells that we like is the one that always adds to the team and is intelligent. And the fact that if they're going to run this route with him where he doesn't have intelligence anymore and basically make him HR, it's like we've seen that already. And I know that Tom Cavanaugh has played 47 different versions of this character, but I was starting to really like this one. And it always seems like they're like, all right, cool, we're going to change it up.
Well, we also like it when he brings comedic value and lightheartedness to the equation, not when he's mopey. And
do you think he's going to bring Team Wells back to help him out to figure out his brain?
All the Wellses from the different that has to be it, right?
I believe that's a 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's in the queue.
So the Council of Wells does come back.
Yeah. Oh well, then fuck. There you go.
Did they really mention that if this is going to continue?
What, Wells?
Like the degeneration of his brain or his IQ? Or
I thought they said it was constantly going backwards.
Mm-hmm. I think
I don't think he's going to become like fucking caveman stupid, but I think it's going to
caveman.
It's in the computer. I don't think that's what we're going to get, but I do think that he will be on like Ralph level as far as smarts go.
Yeah, because there's no really way to stop it. They don't really know exactly. Well, they know what happened, but they don't really know any way to stop it.
Cisco knows what happened.
Yeah, Cisco knows. Which, if he's smart, he should tell everyone. But we've got so much stuff on our plate. Like,
just
I know
not he, now.
Yeah, let's tell him after the season.
Yeah, after
we
pizza.
Stop. Yeah, after I have this slice of pepperoni.
Yeah, and this cheesecake, and I'm gonna finish my Coke.
I don't know, man.
And I gotta make a call.
I think that.
Oops, he's brain dead now.
Oops, oh fuck, he's a potato now. Fuck. All right. I don't know, man.
Potato.
I don't know, man. I hope not, because I don't want to see dumb Wells again. Like, I prefer the much smarter version that helps out all the time. But you know, we'll see. If the Council of Wells come back and they fix him, then they fix him.
Well, awesome. there was that one Wells that was kind of a goofy degenerate that really wasn't smart at all, but
HR?
Yeah, but he didn't stick around.
No.
They're going to change places, and he's going to go, and one of those guys is going to stay.
It's going to be like Trading Places with Eddie Murphy?
I hope it's the robot Wells. I want the robot Wells for a season. I think I'd be okay with that.
No, that was a horrible costume.
I'm not worried about the costume. I was worried about how stupid he was as a robot. Just watch him whole season. I am robot Wells. Like, I just want to see that. No?
No.
Yeah, whatever. All right, the other thing that I want to touch on, too, is one of the other big things that happened last week was Caitlyn losing her powers. And we see her dealing with the fact that Killer Frost is basically no longer around. Also, the biggest thing that is really confusing to me is that Caitlyn is realizing just how much Killer Frost actually means to her. You know, with the whole notes and her being excited about just having Killer Frost around in general. This is interesting from what we saw when we first found out that she was Killer Frost and how frightened she was. For them to go from that to now her being kind of upset that she doesn't have Killer Frost around anymore is interesting.
You say interesting, and of course I go to the, like, man, you must live a lonely life where your best friend is your split personality.
Yeah. What did you think about the sticky notes?
You know what? I didn't have a problem with them. I mean, I know they're trying to make Killer Frost more relatable, especially using Caitlyn, which is really smart because we've seen her for a very long time. That is very true, Bobby, though. Like, where if your best friend is your split personality, that's...
She doesn't hang out with anybody ever outside of the team.
No, they made a big deal about that for Iris's, like, bachelorette party and stuff.
Look, man, she's a bookworm. She's not going to go out and get cray-cray with the girls on the weekend.
They need to get her a Tinder profile.
Dude, she's fallen on dick enough.
Not this season.
Damn it. I knew that was going to go.
Do you think she wrote her sticky notes as, what the heck is with this baking soda or baking powder?
Yeah, that should have been answered.
Go ahead, Bob.
No. Three more weeks, Ryan. And Ryan has to shave.
What if we make it through the whole season?
And she doesn't fall on dick.
What if the last episode she's like, oh my God.
Then I have to shave. I just don't see it happening.
Can we just both shave? Because no. I'm kind of bored of my...
Why are you going to try to bring me into your ugliness?
Well, dude, that's the only reason I have
it. Is it going to matter if he wants to shave anyway?
Not really. I don't think it's going to be... It's not that big of a deal. My beard's not as long as Bob's right now anyway, so it's not really going to be that big of a deal. Plus, I'm going to look really good without it. So it's
whatever. Oh, dear God.
Whatever. I don't know, dude. I just think that with the whole Killer Frost thing, and I had... Dude, I talked about this when we first... I was like, how the fuck are they going to have her go back and forth between Killer Frost? And then they finally got me on board with it.
And then they do this.
And then they do this. It's like, fuck, man. What are you guys trying to do here? Are you guys trying to keep this character around? Are you not trying to keep this character around? Do you want to get rid of her permanently? What the fuck? At first, I'm like, this is dumb. Then I was like, okay, I'm on board. And then you're like, just kidding. That's like... I don't know, man. I just feel like they don't know what to do with this character.
That's what I was just going to say. It sounds like they're starting to get to some roadblocks with some of them. Like, where do you go with them?
Well, and I think you get that with all the, like, we're coming up you know, onto what the fourth, they're going into the fifth season.
Fifth.
And I think you run out of ideas for characters. And I think that's the problem when you hold on to some people for so long. Mm-hmm. It's like, what else can you do? We all knew when Caitlin Snow was put in on season one that she would end up being Killer Frost.
Right.
We knew that Cisco Ramon would be Vibe. Well, now they've been both for a while. What is the next story arc for them?
I just don't want to see the whole back and forth with, do you have powers? Do you not have powers anymore? And it's been done. And I just let her be Killer Frost and Caitlin and be done with it.
But how do you bring it back now?
Well, they still say there was still some cryogenic anomaly in her DNA, did they not?
Yeah, they said that at the end.
Yeah, and I mean, so
well, wait
still
a minute. What's his nuts has that vial of dark matter?
Do you think they re-inject it back into her?
She's got that little injection device.
Yeah,
she injects it in herself. Where maybe she gets her hands on it and she injects it because
puts it back in her adrenaline gland.
Yeah, maybe that's what she does.
Where is your adrenaline gland? I don't know where that's at.
Right below your taint.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ow. Well, wait, do girls have taints?
That's your anal gland.
I didn't know.
Do humans have anal glands?
I don't think we do.
Ryan sprays all the time.
Yeah, I'm about to piss on your face.
That's not the same thing.
You said I spray. That's
the adrenal gland is in the throat area, is it not?
I believe so.
I don't know why I asked. I was just curious. I just like to know things, guys. This is where I learn.
Everything.
I learned everything about life.
Everything I know, I've learned from a DC TV show.
Yeah,
actually, they are located on top of each kidney. They're part of the renal system.
I was closer than Steve was.
Yeah.
You're not that smart, are you, Steve?
In the lab, too, kind of where they were a little bit. But
by the way, I don't think humans have anal glands.
We just said they didn't.
Oh.
We said you did.
I think you're thinking of a skunk.
Yeah, I think so. Anyways.
You ever seen that? That's gross.
I will prefer not to see a skunk's anal gland. All right. Jesus Christ.
Dude, they protrude out, man, when they spray. It's gross. You check it out.
This show just became fucking...
Animal fucking plan.
Check out Discovery. Animal plan.
We should ask Andrew about
anal gland. RMD Discovery.
Oh, yeah. When do we get to see the boobs? Is that RMD National Geographic?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Boobs. What?
Go to final thoughts.
All right, I'm going to go
first. We haven't talking about Siren X.
Oh,
we didn't even bring her up.
All right, what do you want to talk about Siren X?
Other than she's fucking hot. Lot,
actually.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
That choker. Start the discussion. Oh, my God. So where did she go? Because she got knocked out at the last scene, but it doesn't show what happened to her. Is she still...
I actually took her back to my place, and I have her held there. Just call me, you know, Captain Lance.
You know, it's always weird when we put show notes and stuff together, and, you know, the Siren X thing, I don't know if I felt that she was needed for what was going on.
It was an afterthought to me. It seemed like they were just like, hey, how do we get Katie Cassidy on the show? And let me just go ahead and bring her in this way.
Or how do we figure out, how does DeVoe figure out where they're going? Well, we can use her siren ear hearing now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what always weirds me out about this is that they've fallen into like this kind of trap that everybody now has their powers across multiple Earths. And before it was like, you know, Barry wasn't fast in Earth 2. You know, and they all didn't have the same powers. And now it just seems like if they're showing up as like, you know, a Black Siren or Black Canary shows up, she's going to magically have those powers. So
is this
go ahead.
No, is this something that she had for a power before? I've never seen it. Her using that supersonic hearing.
The sonar ear was
not
a thing.
Sonar ear.
I don't know what to call it. What do you call it?
I don't know.
But yes, no, that's not a canary power. Mm-hmm. And so that was a brand new thing that they threw in there as a, you know, like a writing gimmick.
Mm-hmm.
For this,
yeah,
week.
That was just kind of there. It was made up for this.
And again, they use Katie, which it always creates hype for it because it, like, they probably could have thrown in some. I'm sure there's a meta like with fucking Scuba Ear or whatever.
Scuba Steve Ear.
You know,
I'm looking it up right now.
That they could, you know, supersonic hearing that they could have brought in, but it's not going to have the star power that Katie Cassidy does drawing to the show. And she's on that universal contract. So it's like, yeah, come over and do it.
Plus that she's from Earth X. So they could pretty much give her whatever fucking powers they want.
Right.
You know,
get away with it.
And get away with it. Yeah. You know, it's like, so Kryptonians and Daxamites are the only ones that possess that in the DC universe.
Oh, really? So both aliens.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is a Daxamite?
Well, if you'd watch Supergirl, you would know.
Sorry, I don't want to watch that show.
Well, that's where
it's called Saturn Girl.
That's where Hottie McHottie is. You got to see that.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
if it's Saturn Girl, I'll watch the shit out of it. Now, final. Are we good? We jump into final thoughts?
Got anything else on Siren X there, Jesse?
Oh, no, I got pictures. It's fine.
All righty, then.
I think we all do.
Yeah, I've got the really good ones.
We get I think Bob has a really good one.
Seriously, he's got to send me some stuff. Serious. Okay, carry on. Go ahead.
All right. All right. Now this has become a smut show. All right. I actually dug this episode. I think it was a good pacing. I agree with Bobby though. The Siren X stuff, like we didn't put it in the notes because it just seemed like it was kind of out of place. Don't get me wrong. Love Katie Cassidy. Think she's great as a character, but I just thought it was there.
Forced.
A little forced. As far as the story arc, I mean, I mentioned it earlier when the show started that this was technically a filler episode, but they did a really good job of putting some aspects of the main story arc in there. Some of the shots that were really cool. I did actually really like the shot where Barry hits him with the tuning fork and he kind of like does the whole like Ralph like blowing in the wind kind of look. That was a kind of a cool shot. And still all the stuff with Fallout. You know, just his face looking like he's going to explode. There were some pretty neat CG shots in this episode. As far as episodes go, though, this was a really good episode. It was much kind of a filler, but I did enjoy it. And like I said, there's four episodes left. I mean, we're about to get real.
Did anybody else find it like weird that Argus wanted him so bad? Like, in my head, I still have Argus as like kind of a good bad.
Right.
Department.
They're like, in a 50-50 for me.
Yeah. Like, and I was like, why do they want him so bad?
Yeah. What's the end game there?
Yeah. There's something else going on there. Yeah. Weird to see when this shows up again.
We need to ask Lila.
And how did DeVoe know he's there? Did they put a tracking device on him? How was that?
DeVoe just knows, man.
No, DeVoe knew because of the sonar ear.
Because of that.
No, okay. Yeah.
She heard and he was paying attention to her.
I just love that you call it sonar ear.
Oh.
It's just funny.
Miracle ear?
Ooh, miracle ear. That's a good one.
Like a hearing aid?
Yeah. What are you, Cisco over there now, naming people?
That's what I do. I come up with things.
Miracle ear.
So,
Jesse, go ahead. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. I thought, yeah, it was kind of more of a filler episode. I did like the Fallout guy. He was kind of cool the way his green face was kind of almost going to nuke the whole police station. Siren X, what can I say? Pretty good. I like Katie Cassidy. She's one of my favorite ones on Arrow. As far as the Cisco thing, you know, him and Wells have been pretty tight for a long time. And then before in the Flash in the beginning seasons, Cisco was kind of the big brother to Barry. So he would talk him into certain things to calm him down and to pump him up. So I think that was kind of the thing that he does. With Caitlin, I do kind of hope they bring back with Killer Frost with her because she's a really good character. And then that's kind of all that I have, you know, for this one, since it's kind of more of a filler, not really a big part of that.
There's not a lot of speculation we can do based off of what happened today.
Yeah.
Steve?
Yeah, pretty throwaway for me. What I enjoyed about it was, again, seeing Snart kind of have that emotional empathy connection with, you know, trying to talk Barry through it, at least shake him out of his denial state. And I what I would like to see, or what I think would have really helped, is actually more the DeVoe and his wife. I don't think we've spent nearly enough time understanding that relationship more deeply.
And you know what's weird is that Flash is currently the only show that hasn't spent a good amount of time on their bad guys. You know, we know a lot about Rain. We're learning a lot about the Dragon.
Yeah.
On Arrow. We knew Damian Dark on Legends.
Yeah, I feel like you could almost spend a good three quarters of an episode, or maybe a whole episode, and really dig deep.
They did that in Arrow like 2 weeks ago, so you know it was weird to not see Oliver on the screen, really. But
yeah, I mean, we had an earlier episode, you know, when it talked about his backstory and being a teacher and all that. But I feel like we need to do that again and bookend it and really get to the heart of what's going on in both their relationship right now and in their headspace, especially her, because she's clearly not having the same husband she's used to.
Unfortunately, we know with the few amount of episodes we have left, we will not be getting that.
We will not be getting it.
No. Yeah.
All right.
For me, this was kind of a garbage episode. It was hard for me to watch because I didn't see what was going on. And it especially being so close to the end, I want them to see him just like ramping up to get this big bad.
Yep.
You know, and again, dealing with the grief thing and showing that DeVoe is tricked by emotion. You know, the spontaneity of it all for me was like, that should just be a huge kick to Barry's nuts, because that's all Ralph wanted to do. You know, why do we have to have a plan? Just do it.
Right. Let's
you know,
just
and
it.
Now we're seeing like this emotional side, and I hope they realize that that's the way to go. But again, how do you plan for emotion?
You can't.
The ending isn't there for me. Like, I'm not getting my, you know, thinker cap on or here and predicting the ending, because I just don't see how it's going to end.
Yeah.
You know, based on what they've set up so far.
Where does it go?
Yeah. And that's why I kind of struggled with this episode was that I just thought, you know, okay, they brought in two names of characters and actors that we like to bring people in to watch.
Yep.
You know, they've could have went another way to teach Barry how to get over grief. You know, they did that with the Runaway Dinosaur one, which was him going through all five stages in one episode, which is one of the best episodes they've ever had.
That was really good.
Yeah. And so they've done it well before, and it just like, and it was about this time in the season, and it's like, don't fall into patterns.
Yeah. The patterns are what it just, the patterns are too predictable.
Yeah. And you know? So I don't know. It just wasn't the best thing for me this week.
Yeah.
But
they're not all going to be.
They tried.
Winners. Oh, they got an A for effort.
No, I don't do that shit.
You gave me an A for effort earlier.
That's because you're slow.
Wow, that
Wells degenerative slow.
I love you, buddy.
Wow. All right, well, all right, guys. Well, with that, Debbie Downer, that's going to do it for today's TC on CW The Flash Edition. Remember, you can always catch any of my slow moments, past and future, on DC on CW through the Rain Man Digital app. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Also, thank you, Jesse, for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for showing up. And guys, that'll do it. We'll see you next week.
Not in the mood for chit-chat. Gotcha. Ready when you are.